Now, the in-depth on KSL, a first-of-its-kind high school medical clinic is up and running at West High. It offers physical and mental health care directly at the high school. Joining me live, Dr. Christina Thewitt, the West High Medical Director. First of all, thanks for joining us. Tell us what this is about, because it's a first-of-its-kind program, isn't it?
Yes, this is the first-of-its-kind program in the state of Utah. We are a University of Utah Health School clinic located inside of West High School. So we're really excited to officially be open and seeing students.
And when you see students, who shows up at the clinic? Is it, I have a headache, I have my knee hurts, or is it, I feel so sad? Who comes in? What symptoms do they present?
We've actually seen all three of those cases already in our first 100 patients. We see anything from acute medical complaints, like I have vomiting today, or I have a migraine, to chronic health conditions like diabetes or asthma or high blood pressure, to things like mental health concerns. We have psychologists that can provide evaluations and conduct individual therapy, all the way up to psychiatrists who can do mental health evaluations and medication management when appropriate, and even an addiction specialist. So this clinic really has full spectrum services to promote the physical and mental health of the students at West High School, and hopefully in the future, the rest of the Salt Lake City School District high school students as well.
So very briefly, what are the funding logistics? Let me ask that a different way. Who's paying for this?
It's a great question. We wanted a really aggressive timeline when going from conception to opening this clinic, particularly to combat Utah's mental health crisis. This clinic literally opened 2 years from its conception, so it's not like millions of dollars had been earmarked in a strategic planning budget 10 years ago for this. So we knew that we needed to ask a variety of sources to be able to get the clinic space remodeled so that we could create the vision that we had for students feeling safe and welcome, and also to fit the needs of this unique integrated collaborative care model that I described. So last year was a series of back-to-back pitches of different philanthropic organizations applying for private, state, and federal grants, and also speaking at the Capitol. The funding for the actual space was led by the Salt Lake Education Foundation. They had donations from C. Scott and Dorothy Watkins Charitable Foundation, Fidelity Investment, the George H. Special and Linda Connors Foundation, the Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation, Pilot Company, and the Rod McBride Foundation.
Well, I'd love to mention all of the sponsors of this, but the general idea, I apologize for the time constraint, is that there's a lot of philanthropy and a lot of community involvement went into creating this, and I congratulate you for the program and seeing your first 100 patients at West High School. Dr. Christina Thewitt, thanks so much for joining us on KSL.